Kingdom Pursuits, where you hear from ordinary people instilled with an extraordinary passion. Together, we explore the stories of men and women who take what they love and let God turn their passion into kingdom pursuits. Now, live from the Truth Booth, your host, Robbie Dillmore.
We are live, but we're not in the Truth Booth. No, we're not even close to the Truth Booth. We are today in, of all places, Douglasville, Georgia. We're at Sweetwater Baptist Church, which, if you happen to be in the Atlanta area today, we would love you to come by. There's free barbecue, but then this car show that we're going to get to in a minute. 2308 Sweetwater Church Road in Douglasville, Georgia, 30134, if you need to put that in your navigation. We have, for the first time ever, well, before we get to my very, very special guest, let me talk about my very special guest, who is Tommy Laurie. And Tommy is taking part in the car show, and we didn't get a chance to get him on a Christian Car Guy, but I got to get him in now because you heard some tale of his Mach 1 Mustang, but now here's the man who owns it himself. Welcome, Tom.
Thank you.
So, Tom, tell us the story. How did you get this Mach 1?
The guy called me and told me he found the twin of my 70 Mach 1, and it was in Knoxville, Tennessee. Contacted the guy, and this one was a 428 Cobra Jet, much larger engine, so I went up and bought it. So now I have two of them, look identical.
They really do. I get to see the picture. It's on his phone. So here sits this beautiful. I mean, I don't know when the last time you saw a Mach 1 Mustang, but I mean, this is a real live. This is the real deal, Mach 1 Mustang. And you have to open up the trunk to just even Donnie to see that.
Right.
Did you look in his trunk?
Yes, sir.
I mean, if I could show that trunk to my wife.
Well,
see,
thank you.
You may not know, everybody listening may not will be aware that I also do the Christian Car Guy show, but, you know, as the Christian Car Guy, I often tell people, don't put a lot of stuff in your trunk because you're just carrying away around weight that is costing you gas mileage, right? Because if you think about it, if you've got that 3-gallon jug of whatever back there, you know, that's 21 pounds. You have no idea what the engineers of that car went through to find 21 pounds to get out of that car to get better gas mileage. And here you are with that bag of cat food in the back of your car. What are you thinking? If you had an engineer in your family, he would be pulling out his hair. But since we also today have a very special, first time ever on Kingdom Pursuits, we actually have with us Santa Claus. Santa, welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Santa has a ministry. It's candy, of all names, Candy Cane Ministries.
Candy Cane Christmas Ministries.
There you go. And Santa, where did you come up with that name?
Oh, the name was when all my grandkids were younger, I would read a Christmas story to them. Every Christmas Eve we'd gather around, I'd read a Christmas story. And my granddaughter, she was about 4 years old, and she come up with this book that was the story of the candy cane. And she said, "Papa, will you read this tonight?" And it was before we ever started. So we read the story, and we were praying about something. We knew the Lord had something for us, and it just kind of come together, and that just between the story and my granddaughter, that's where it come from, was Candy Cane Christmas Ministries.
Yeah, and that story has a little something to do with the blood of Christ.
Yes, it's got the, yes, what the candy cane represents. We travel wherever they'll let us go. I tell everybody, I've got the easy part of this ministry. I just have to dress up in the suit. But there's several people behind the scenes.
And Tommy, would you agree with me that when he dresses up in the suit, there won't be much question about who that is?
That's true.
I appreciate it.
That's true.
We
saw some thing he's doing.
Yep. We go around and we talk to some young people and tell them what Christmas is all about. We have a ministry where there's a lot of agencies out there that help people. But we try to help people that fall through the cracks, that don't qualify for some of the agencies, to try to put them together, you know, and help them. We do anything from Christmas trees to toys to...
We're going to hear some stories from Donnie here in a minute, / Santa.
Yep.
But before we do that, I know if you're listening, you're expecting for Robbie's riddle. So speaking of cars, since we're at a car show, right? Speaking of cars, those who are familiar with the Sweetwater knows that there's a man here by the name of Anthony who is an Elvis tribute artist. Have you met him?
I haven't.
He does Elvis interpretate or whatever. He calls himself a tribute artist.
Not an impersonator.
So anyway, if he got in a car accident and he bent the neck of his guitar, that would be a Fender Bender. Ah, you got it. I've never seen that. That's very great. Quick. And see, being a car salesman for many years of my own life, I really always thought it was just my lot in life. You can laugh at any point. You know, they're not even smiling. All right. I really wanted to start the Auto Man Empire.
Right.
And I, you know, since, you know, there's a lot of ministries out here, I just thought I would point out that, I don't know if you knew this, but missionaries prefer convertibles. You know why? Because they're convertible. They're soft tops. They're, you know, they're convertible. Okay. And I don't know if you've heard all this stuff about these self-driving cars lately. Have you heard about that? Well, I believe you'll be able to run self-driving cars on politicians' promises. So far, they're struggling, though, with the fuel injection system, or the fuel injection system. Have you heard that? They're struggling with a fuel injection system. It's a self-driving car thing. So, with all that done, here's your chance to win if you want to call in today. Here's my question. Robbie's riddle is, why is Matthew chapter 28 of great interest to used car salespeople? Why would Matthew 28 be of great interest to used car salesmen? If you know the answer to that, you can tell them what they'll win, Jasper.
They'll win a book from the Kingdom Pursuits Prize Vault.
All right, you can get a book from the Kingdom Pursuits Prize Vault. All you have to do is call in at 866-348-7884 and tell us, why would Matthew chapter 28 be of any great interest to a used car or a new car salesman? I think they would be just as interested. 866-348-7884, perhaps even a real estate agent, those kind of things. Well, Tommy, well, let's get to Donnie because he's got to go in a minute. But Donnie, have you got a story one time where you saw God show up while you were maybe doing a Christmas tree or a toy, and all of a sudden you went, okay, God, this is why you have me here?
Yeah, and there's several, but we were asked, and this is probably one of the greatest things we ever got to do. I still work a full-time job, but we were on a construction site over at the military base, and they asked me to, this colonel come out and asked me, did I ever do Santa Claus? And I said, yes. He said, I'd like for you to do it for my group. And we talked for a few minutes. I said, well, I've never done anything like that right there, but I pray about it. Well, the Lord kind of opened up the doors. We went over there, and we went in, and we wound up being in there with a bunch of kids that either one or both their parents was deployed to Afghanistan or Iran. And we got to talk to them, we got to make some pictures, we got to pray with the troops, and it was just a real great thing that we got to do. You know, I told somebody, I said, it's not every day you can serve your country and serve the Lord at the same time, and I really appreciated that right there. We got to do that with the Marine Corps, and that was one of the first things we got to do as far as when we first started this ministry, and I think this will be our 12th year doing this, but it's, you know, the Lord's opened up doors, and we've been places to present the gospel. You know, that was one of the things that a buddy of mine told me. He said, Santa Claus has never been thrown out anywhere. He said, so, you know.
Not even in the Miracle on 31st Street.
You know, he said, so you make sure that you say what you want to the first time. They might not invite you back, but they're not going to throw you out. So you just make sure you present the gospel the first time. And that's why we've tried to go into it. And, you know, and the Lord's blessed us. And we've got to do a lot of families through the help of the church. And we got some corporations that help pay for it, and people at the church and Christian people. And, you know, we're really thankful for everybody. Like I said, I have the easy part. You know, there's a lot of people behind the scenes that put it together, and I just have to put on the suit and walk out there and say, ho, ho, ho. You know, but I appreciate it.
Tommy, has there been a point in your life where God had you someplace that you really didn't expect him to show up, and a story that jumps out in your heart that you go, wow, I didn't expect that today, God?
Well, I guess the latest was this past year. I was diagnosed with a disease, and once we got back in, it dropped my kidneys. And when I had a kidney scan, we found two cancers in myself. And that was in June, and I am now cancer-free. So,
amen.
Otherwise,
amen.
I would have never found the cancers if it hadn't been for this other disease, sarcoidosis.
Wow. So, what a story. Well, we've got so much more Kingdom Pursuits coming up. Stay tuned. And if you know why Matthew 28 would be of interest to a car salesman, 866-348-7.
Gonna save all my money. Oh, yeah. got to come on up and let them know, yeah, yeah, that I'm the coolest thing around. Little buddy gonna shut you down. But when I turn it on, wind it up, blow it out, GTO.
Welcome back to the Sweetwater Baptist Church Classic Car Event. We are doing Kingdom Pursuits out here today live, and so you still have a chance to call in and win on our show today. Just tell us which or why Matthew 28 would be an important passage, or not an important, but anyway, one that might grab the attention of a used car or new car salesman. 866-348-7884 is the number to call in, 866-342. I have two new guests here from Sweetwater Baptist Church. First is our popcorn, our very own popcorn lady. And what's your name, ma'am?
Bridget Shumway.
Bridget, how wonderful is it that God has given you guys this ministry with all these wonderful people out here to kind of share the gospel with?
Oh, it's just wonderful. And you just got to seek every day who you can talk to and tell about the Lord. And our church has had so many opportunities that we could go do that. And besides just going out on our own, you know. But
well, Bridget,
our church just brings tears to my eyes. It's grown so much. And I just want everybody to come and be part of it.
So, yeah, it's been like you've had Pastor Darrell for like a year and a half and all sorts of things. He's got to be the best pastor ever.
Brings tears to my eyes every time I think of him.
Can you think of a time in the last 6 or 7 months where you just went, oh, my word, God, I have never seen any, where you saw God really show up in somebody's life?
Oh, a lot. Our youth, it just makes me want to cry because we were down to one youth. And on Wednesday nights, we have 60 to
100. What do you call one youth? A yife?
The sixth grade through high school, I mean, it's gone to 60 to 100 on Wednesday nights. And it's just to be here when it was so low and people were leaving the church.
Bridget, when you were here with that, can you tell me a little bit about how you prayed?
I prayed, and I didn't want to leave the church, but I wanted to be fed, and, you know, I didn't feel fed, and we were right on the edge of leaving all the time, and we couldn't leave our friends because it's just like family and fellowship. But when Pastor Darrell came, oh, my goodness, I'm glad I hung on till he came.
And so this is like a church revitalization over the last 18
years.
It's amazing to see what God has done here in Douglasville, not just obviously the car show, but through so many different things in so many different ways. But we have somebody else here with us that your name, sir, is?
This is Jerry.
Jerry. Welcome, Jerry. So tell us, have you got a car out here, Jerry?
I do. I have a Mustang out here, there's quite a few Mustangs. Beautiful cars. I feel sorry for the judges. they got a choice.
I do, too. I feel sorry for them, too. Yeah. It's hard.
Tell us about your Mustang.
I have a 2014 Roush Mustang.
Really?
It's one of three here, actually.
Really?
Which is amazing. So it's a great thing because it's drawn in some other Roushes I didn't even know were in the area.
Well, for somebody who is not a car guy, they probably hear Roush Mustang and they think, what? Has that got some kind of extra cheese? Or
it
what?
Does. There was several people. Carol Shelby is the most popular. Steve Saline and Jack Roush. And they actually take the Mustangs and hot rod them up a little bit, make them a little faster with different body parts on them and that kind of thing. And, there's just like if you walk out here, there's people who like that. There's people who like hot rods. There's people who like racing cars. And,
I saw some CJ5s, too, that just came in. Those old body-style Jeeps that, they're classics. And so, yeah, Carol Shelby, when you mention that word in Mustang, you get it, those two things together.
Yeah,
you
get the image.
So you've got – and they were a limited edition, right? They didn't make many of those cars?
That's correct, because these are all taken after Ford builds them, and then they modify them. And they've got smaller shops. So it takes them a little longer to do it. So you don't get as many each year. It's like Ford puts out. So.
Yeah, well, I was a Chrysler dealer. I hate to admit to you, the Ford person that you are, for many, 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 many years, Bridget is. What kind of car do you drive, Bridget?
A Trailblazer.
Well, good for you. Chevy. There you go. So, Ford,
my husband
Chrysler.
Worked for General Motors.
Did he really?
Yeah. He's retired. He's sitting over there.
What division of General Motors did he work for?
He worked for Delphi in Ohio.
Really?
Yeah.
And so you've been driving GM because you
I
get
worked
the
for him too for a year and a half.
Oh, did you really? What yes. you do for GM?
I was on the assembly line in the clean room.
Really?
Where you had to wear booties and caps on your head and gowns.
What were you assembling?
Brake systems.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're like a car girl.
Well, I never thought of it that way. I had something to do with them, right?
So,
putting on the brakes. Yeah.
You know, there was a point, my father, you don't know this, but my father worked for Buick Motor Division all the years I was growing up. And so, you know, and we lived in Flint, Michigan, where, you know, he worked for, you know, the part where they sold cars and stuff like that. So, you know, in those days, did you ever think in a million years General Motors could go broke?
No, never, never. It was really rough for several years, you know.
And could you believe that Ford was at one point in time almost at the point to take money like the other two, you know, did that at that? But Ford didn't.
Ford did not. They, I think they changed their strategy just a little bit before General Motors and Chrysler and just edged that out, where the other two started changing a little too late. It kind of caught up with them. So.
But when you think about God in that scenario...
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
That, you know, we have all this faith in institutions, right? Who would have thought that it would be a remote like, possibility that General Motors, you know, when I grew up, there was, you know, General Motors was like, you know, that's just totally an impossibility.
Right.
But it's an interesting thing as you put your faith in these institutions.
Sure. My husband worked for Eastern Airlines, too, in Miami.
Oh, and really?
Yes. Then he went back to General Motors later, but they went bankrupt too.
Yeah, they did. But they're out.
And Eastern Airlines, I don't know. They still have Eastern Airlines?
I don't know.
No, I think they're gone.
They're gone. I thought I was remembering, but it must be
another
United or somebody like that. Yeah. But that's the point. Who would have thought that those huge corporations and the interesting thing is God's got a plan.
Oh, yeah.
That, and so... I was wondering, how do you see God in this car show yourself? As you've been, you were out here last year too, weren't you?
Actually, no. Last year I did not get to attend the show, but great opportunity to meet people, great opportunity to share the Word of God with people, invite them to the church here, find out where they're going to church if they are going to church. So it's, you know, anything that the church does like this is just to draw the people in for that opportunity. Bridget was mentioning the children. You know, we try to get all of them, from the teenagers down, keep them off the street, teach them the Word of God, and help them realize what we were just talking about, that sometimes, most of the time in the world, we're after things that are not of God.
Right.
And it always gets you. It always gets you. The pastor has a phrase he calls keep it vertical. And it's always try to keep your eyes on God. And if you do that, you don't see the things out here. And you'll be able to stay on that narrow road a little bit better. But too many times, I work for a big company, and too many times it's just all about the things and all about the money. And somewhere along the line, sometimes we lose track of there's people involved here with families. And you know, they've got, unfortunately, laws now where you're not allowed to share the gospel at work anymore. But the people are there. And if you keep your eyes, you can't do it there. You know, you might get in trouble. But sometimes you can walk out. You see what they need. You start talking to them and share what God can do for them. And sometimes you win, sometimes you don't. Maybe you planted the seed and the next person wins. But always plant the seed.
Yeah. We both work a Awana too.
Oh, do you?
We teach a lot of kids with that, and they learn scripture and learn about God's word.
And so through Awana, if you were down to one yife.
Yes, we've got that too, you know.
But Awana is that's Wednesday nights, and that's a neat thing that you guys have here at Sweetwater, is that you have Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday nights.
Yeah, Wednesday night. So the one is actually Sunday night, and then there's another group that does Wednesday night. So the youth get two opportunities. When I say youth, I'm talking about kindergarten up. Opportunity to be here twice. Brian's done a real good job with the older kids. Got them together, got them coming, which was just wonderful. And they they're learning the Word of God and they see it applying to their lives. And we can compare, you know, like, this is what happens when you're here, and this is what happens when you're out there being controlled by Satan.
Yeah, because everybody's
he's out there.
You're going to be fathered by somebody.
Yes.
And there's plenty of fathers out there that will teach you how to value this and value that, the horizontal stuff versus the vertical stuff.
And absolutely.
It's an interesting challenge.
It's very much a challenge, and I feel sorry for these kids now because, you know, when we were growing up, it wasn't as prevalent. But it is so everywhere now that it's just a fight for them. So.
Well, yeah, they just have the screen, you know, and they can be there. And
they don't have to learn anything or just ask their phone. You
just
know?
Google it. This Siri?
Right.
What is this and that and the other? But, you know, it's kind of neat. It's more than neat to see that, you know, God has got, you know, for me, I don't get to do that many road trips where I go this far out of North Carolina. But, you know, to see that he's got people in this church and this community, he's got people in that church and this community, you know, and all over, you know, there's people out there that understand the gospel, they understand, you know, what it is that Christ is offering and coming after that. Well,
I'll tell you the biggest thing in our church, my husband and I are in the choir, we've seen that grow a lot, you know, and looking every Sunday out of the choir to the congregation, seeing the pews all filled and everybody raising their hand.
And it's a whole new world.
That's when I cry. I cry every week.
That's wonderful. We got so much more Kingdom Pursuits. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a few minutes. It's you have fun
till the night takes a T-Riddle away. He said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod, Lincoln.
She's real fine, my 409, my little loose cook. You don't know what I got. You don't know what I got. Listen to her tacking up now. Listen to her whine. Come on and turn it on, wind it up, blow it out.
Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits today, live from the Sweetwater Baptist Church in Douglasville, Georgia. We got this car show going on, and it's so amazing. So many wonderful folks that are, you know, bringing the kingdom through a platform very unique through this car show out here today. And now we have with us Brittany. And Brittany, I don't know your last name.
Freeman.
Brittany Freeman. And Brittany, she announced to me that she was working on this 66 C10 step side, which was very impressive being the car guy that I am. But for everybody else out there who's listening today who has no idea what a 66 C10 step side is, enlighten them, Brittany.
So it's a truck that actually, if you pull it up on the computer, you'll see them, and they are, back in the day, they were used as farm trucks, and they were just, you know, little bitty trucks that carried milk around. And majority of them, they were just basic. Everything was basic on them and standard. And some of them came in four-wheel drive. Some of them were just step sides. And the step sides, they have the fender sticks out on them. And they also came in models where they had fleet sides, and that means the side of the bed is completely straight. So it is in line with the whole truck as
all right, well, the idea of the step side was, for somebody that is, you know, not familiar with them, is that you could literally step. There's a step.
Yep.
So you can get up in the bed to get your bottles of milk or, you know, and the neat thing about a step side, at least the older step sides like that, is the beds, inside the bed, they're wood.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, they are.
And that's just ultra cool to me. Like, you know, and I don't know if you knew this, but just another little tidbit of cardom for those who are listening to Kingdom Pursuits. Robbie, you're being too much like the Christian car guy right this minute. I can't help it. Henry Ford was such a genius that he got the people that were shipping his parts into him to ship them in crates so that he could take the boards off the crates that the parts were shipped in and use them for the floorboards in his cars and in the stepside trucks.
Right.
And so that, right, he didn't have to buy any wood. He used the crates.
Yep.
So, Bridget, such a beautiful young lady as yourself, and I'm going, how do you have any idea what a 66 C10 step side is? What? How did you learn, come about all this wonderful knowledge?
So, my dad and I, it started when I was a junior in high school. You know how your parents are. They give you a budget when you first start out, and he was like, okay, this is your budget. What kind of car do you want? Well, originally, it was a Ford Mustang, because that's just the coolest ride, and it was kind of a muscle car at the time, you know. And then we stumbled across the 66. It was in worse condition that you could find. I mean, eat up with rust. It had dents everywhere. The carburetor only had two barrels hooked up. You had to pump the brake to get it to stop.
I'm going to say you just lost two-thirds of the rest of our... The carburetor only had two barrels that were hooked up.
Yes. It wasn't even... Really and truly, I don't even know how we drove it. It was
bad. But you did.
We did.
And it fit your budget.
It did. It fit our budget.
And so your dad...
He drove it home, and he said, the only reason why we would buy this truck for you is if you get out there and help me work on it. So I was like, okay. And I pulled up pictures of how it could look as a restored, you know, as it was restored. And I was like, you know, this could be a pretty good idea. You know, I was like, yeah, it could give me a way to learn about the cars. Well, as we got to working on it, and I'm not going to lie, it's hard work doing a frame off restoration. I helped every single day.
Okay, we got to slow down again for everybody.
Okay.
A frame off restoration means that they're literally going to take the car off the frame, or in this case, a truck.
Correct.
Off the frame.
Yes.
Right? Because it was so rusty, you had to. Am I right?
Yes, it was pretty bad. So we took everything off the frame, started from scratch, and we painted the frame.
Well, scratch would be the operating word, because imagine you used a lot of sandpaper.
Oh, yes. Yes, we did. That's the only way to get the rust off of the actual metal. So then from there, Dad actually did all the body work. So he put Bondo, which is to help fill in the dents and dings everywhere. And he put.
So your dad must be very talented in all that. And he
YouTube.
YouTube.
Everything about the truck was used on YouTube.
Really?
Yes. So if Dad didn't know how to do it, he YouTubed it. And, you know, he would say, okay, this is how we're going to do this. So, for instance, like, you know, a distributor. When you put a distributor, now the distributor is what you use to have, you have to have it in correct firing order so it'll turn over.
It's the distributor is what distributes the electricity to the spark plug.
Correct.
And since this is probably a six-cylinder truck? It's a V8?
Yeah, it's a V8.
All right, so there's eight.
It's got a 350 in it.
Okay.
Yes.
So there are eight cylinders that have got to fire in exactly the right
order.
And so, yeah, you got to make sure. So you replace the distributor?
Yes, we did. It was the distributor that was in it was not, very good. And so we had to replace that, got a whole brand new one. And you have to, in order to fit it in properly, you have to adjust it ever so often. So that means lifting it up and then twisting it and sitting it back down to get it so it'll line up correctly with the firing order.
You're right. And because the gear in the camshaft has to line up with the gear in the...
Correct.
You're right.
Everything...
Yeah, otherwise, it's not good at all. You could...
Nope.
So the fact that you know that is just outstanding. How old are you?
I am 24.
Oh, wow.
And I did all this when I was 18. So I know I know a lot about it. I know the ins and outs of
so,
that truck.
We're talking about you have redeemed this truck, am I correct?
Correct.
That this truck was headed for... It was headed for the final 109 U pull it destruction, you know, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
How would you relate that to your walk with Christ now that you've had a chance to see redemption in a 66 C10, I wonder?
Well, here's what I would say about that is when you have a beat up vehicle, you know, in this case, then if you relate it to Christ, you know, if somebody is beat up, you don't know what life they've had. You don't know what history they have. And because of that, that doesn't mean you need to give up on it. And nobody should give up on anybody, even though they seem like they're down or they seem like they've had it hard and they're beat up like my truck was. You don't give up. You never give up.
Sometimes you got to take the body off the frame.
Sometimes Sometimes you do.
It takes a little sandpaper action.
Yes.
I get that.
You have to scratch the surface to get the rust off, and then eventually, you know, and that's you can also relate it to like a flower, too. You plant a seed, and eventually a bright, brand new flower will grow.
But I would imagine that there's a part of the restoration that Jesus did that you really couldn't do.
Oh, yes, there was. This truck, literally, I would not have this truck if it was not for the Lord. I'm going to tell you that. Even though I say every once in a while it is my truck, I take good care of it, but he's the reason why I have it. And he's let me keep it in my possession. When we first bought it, we worked on it, and we were coming down to the end of our budget. Well, all we had was $500 to buy seats to put in the truck, because the bench seat in the truck was worn out.
I can imagine spring up through the, yeah.
Yep. So he looked on Craigslist and found an ad for bucket seats, because, you know, in the old days, he didn't want to put drill holes in the side to put the seat belt in there.
Right.
So he wanted the seats already with the seat belt. Well, he kept looking, and he come across an ad for $500 for seats. He called the guy. They said, come on up here. You know, we've got a bunch of seats up here. And he's like, okay. So he gets up there. It's in Suwanee. We lived in Winston in Douglasville, Georgia.
Okay, well, you just, again, most of our audience is in North Carolina, so Suwanee is where compared to where we are?
Okay, so Suwanee is up north.
Okay.
Yeah, it's I think it's up north. I'm not sure.
Anyway, how long did it take you to get to Suwanee?
About 3 hours.
Okay, so 150 miles or so?
Yes, it was a good little drive. So Dad gets up there and realizes, you know, he says, the guy comes in and says, these are the seats, and he has two seats sitting there. And he's like, well, that's all I need. And he says, no, $500 gets you 34 pallets of seats. And he says, what kind of seats do we have here? So they opened up a couple other boxes, and they had C4 Corvette seats. You know, you had the tractor trailer seats. You've got all kinds of seats. We wound up with 194 seats that we wound up selling for $150 a pop, and that's what put the rest of the money in my truck and gave me the motor it's got in it.
Wow. Did you know that, Bridget?
Wow. No, I didn't know all this about her. I just found it out today. She surprises me. I told her she's
You've known
amazing.
Her, though, for a long time, right?
God made her amazing. She's an amazing friend.
So this is quite a story. So you drove all the way up to Suwanee.
Yes.
And here are these pallets mm-hmm. of seats. Now, how did you get your seat? And you'd spent $500 for the pallets of seats that
yes.
you didn't know that you'd bought. And the expression, were you there when this took place?
Actually, I was not. I was in high school, and Dad had told me what he did when I got home. And he wound up, when the guy told him that he's getting all this stuff, and he said, oh, okay, well, I'll be right back in, you know, I'll be go getting a moving truck. That's what he did. He went to go get a moving truck because the guy in Suwanee told him that if he didn't get it off his pallet by the end of Friday,
right,
they'd all be pushed into the trash.
Wow. That's a God thing.
Way down upon the Suwanee River, you could be sitting in water seat.
That's a God thing, you know. It just multiplies. Those blessings multiply sometimes.
You know? Notice that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Multiplied.
That's amazing. So speaking of multiplying, you can still call in and win. Nobody's called in to tell us why Matthew 28 would be of interest to a used car salesman. 866-348-7888.
You women have heard of jalopies. You heard the noise they make. Let me introduce you to my rocket lady.
Each time they thought they had it, his engine would explode. He'd go by like they were standing still on Thunder Road.
And there was thunder, thunder over Thunder Road.
Beep, 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 beep. His arm went beep, beep, beep.
Well, it's a 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59.
Johnny Cash.
Welcome back to the Sweetwater Baptist Church edition of Kingdom Pursuits. We are here live at this car show with so many wonderful folks, and God is here with us. And it's love. The theme behind Kingdom Pursuits has always been, how does God take your passion and use it to build the kingdom? And so, you know, when you are the Christian car guy, And you get a chance to see all these people have a similar passion and how they're using this to move the kingdom forward. It is an especially wonderful time. I will mention one time, so I get the phone number out in time, that you still have time to call in and win. Right, Jasper? 866-348-7884. All you have to do is tell us, why is Matthew 28 of great interest to car salesmen? 866-348-7884. I'll try to remember to answer that. If somebody doesn't call in, I'm kind of shocked that nobody's called in, because it seems pretty easy to me. But you're looking at me like, Bridget, like, that's crazy. If you think about it, it will come to you. You have to think like Robbie. I have a very strange sense of humor. But we have been speaking with Brittany, and now we have Celeste with us as well. And
hi there. Hi.
Celeste, I understand that you are a member of the church.
The worldwide. That's right.
And Celeste, so how did you hear about the car show?
I was actually at a food pantry. And the young lady who I took with me, she's actually a senior, Laura, she said, on our way back home, we got to go down to Sweetwater on 92. They got a car show, and they got free barbecue.
So are you telling me that the barbecue is more important than the car show?
Well, seeing as I can't drive any of these cars, yeah, right about now.
Well, wait till you hear these stories. Because this is sweet, these stories, wow. So Brittany was telling me a minute ago, and of course, anybody that knows Robbie knows I'm probably the world's biggest fan of the movie Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. And as she described this story, I couldn't help immediately pinpoint the story, as I've heard that before. So Brittany, tell our listeners how you got this 66C10.
So when we first were looking, Dad gave me a budget about, you know, $5,000 for my first vehicle, and I was 17 at the time. And of course, at the time, I wanted a Ford Mustang because that was, you know, the hottest ride out there at that time. And we stumbled across this 66 that was kind of beat up, and the guy took it in as payment for a roofing job. All he wanted was the amount of money that it cost him, which was $3,000. So he wanted $3,000 for this 66. And we looked at it and did some, you know, research on how it could look after the restoration. And I told Dad, I said, okay, I think I want that. And he said, okay, well, we'll make it happen. So we called the guy and let him know that we wanted it and met with him. And we actually fired it up. It sounded a little rough, I'm not going to lie.
I would imagine, yeah.
But it was decent for the most part. And then the guy said the only way I would, if somebody comes up to me in the next day, because I know you're going to get it tomorrow, he said, if somebody comes in tomorrow and offers me a cash offer more than what I'm asking, which is $3,000, he says, then I'll let it go. Well, someone wound up coming in that day asking more than $3,000, or was going to give him more than $3,000 cash offer, and he actually turned that person away. Because he knew I wanted that truck. He's like, I can't do it. He says, I've got this young girl coming to get this truck today. He says, I cannot do that. I can't do it. Something about that.
So now those of you who have seen the movie Chitty Chitty Bang Bang can now go back to the scene.
Yes.
With Truly Scrumptious and characters, you know, those the two children, I'm trying to remember their names. Jane.
Jemima.
Jemima.
And
wow, she is a fan. Look at that. And anyway, they were
Jeremy.
They're wanting Daddy to buy that car, and he couldn't get the money. Remember, he went and made the haircuts,
yes,
and all the stuff,
yes,
so he could buy Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, which he rebuilt. But if you were listening to the last segment, you heard Brittany's story of how the car seats ended up being the blessing that allowed them to continue on. And if you could see this truck, which I'm going to try to get some pictures of it and post them up at Kingdom Pursuits over the weekend. I mean, this thing is a gorgeous truck. So, you know, rather than just having a car,
mm-hmm,
right, when you're driving that, Brittany, it's a completely different thing because it is totally yours.
It is. It's, and believe it or not, last Saturday, Dad and I decided just to drive it around because we got the oil change fixed in it. And, you know, 107.1 puts off the classic country,
right,
at night, and it was just perfect. And I told Dad, I said, there's just something about driving it that just, it makes you go back into that era, which is, you know, the 1960s. And it's just, there's something about it, and it just makes you feel at ease and at peace, and everything around you is just so slow. It's just simple times. And for me being 24, I know that's hard to believe, but it's how it feels for me.
And how did it feel to have that adventure with your dad?
I would not trade it for the world. I am a daddy's girl 100%. Everything that dad does, I do. I've just about done everything that dad has done. I've even raced cars. So,
you know, and as it turned out in my own life, just for those people listening, the guys listening or ladies, as the case may be, you know, my father always loved to fish. And so when he took mm-hmm. me fishing, that was a huge thing to me. And so I figured my son would love to fish. And so when my son and my daughter were about 14, maybe they were 13, my father said, let's go to Colorado fishing. So I invite my son to go fishing, and he looked like Celeste is looking right
she's
this minute.
Like,
and
he's like, disgusted.
No, I don't want to go fishing. But my daughter, Tess, says, oh, man, I would love that. So I took my daughter out and taught her how to fly fish and all that stuff. She ended up going on that trip to Colorado. You know, that's one of her best memories of her childhood mm-hmm. is that time that she spent with Dad. How about your dad, Celeste?
Well, my dad has gone home to be with the Lord. However, I used to get up under the hood with him.
Really?
Absolutely. I knew he wanted a boy.
Mine's the same way.
And girls want to impress their dads. Okay? Yep. So whenever he's working on my old car, I know how to change the spark plugs, gapping them. I know how to do
an oil
change. Absolutely. I can change the starter, and I probably can do anything else now that you got YouTube, right?
Oh, yes.
But he's up high, looking low, knowing that whatever I'm driving is going forward.
Yep.
It's going forward, because he taught me how to know all of those things. And I really would get up under the hood with him.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have nails then like I have now, but I would get up under there, and he and I would, what's this? What's that? And he would be very patient with me.
My dad's been the same way.
Well, we have Ken is in Colfax. Has an answer for my riddle. We got to get to Ken. Ken, you're on Kingdom Pursuits. Good morning.
Good morning, Robbie. You said you was in shock, so I didn't want you to stay in shock if nobody called.
Well, I am so grateful that somebody... Why would Matthew 28 be of any interest to used cars or new car sales?
Well, you know, the Great Commission is obvious. You know, it could be because they were like the soldiers that took money to lie. Anyway,
the truth
that young
is,
lady...
Yeah, go ahead, Ken.
I was just going to say that young lady that's been talking... And her truck, it sounds like it was a work in progress for both of them.
It was.
And so, you know, we so relate to our Father in Heaven based on sometimes our relationship with our father and what a leg up we give our daughters when we, you know, spend that kind of attention with our men, but also our sons, as the case may be. And I, you know, my son had other things that we got a chance to go on adventures with. But Ken, I don't want to miss this, that... Actually, there is no better commission than the Great Commission if you're
right.
a salesman. Because, you know, can you imagine what it's going to be like in heaven? You know, someday we're going to get to see the people that came out to this car show that found out about Jesus, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And so we're going to...
And both of those ladies, they had the key word, patience. That's patience.
Okay, man.
Anyway.
God bless you. Thank you for calling in. I'm not shocked any longer. Somebody would know
okay.
it. God bless. Thanks, Ken. I'm so glad you called in today. Bye-bye. So, Celeste, where do you go to church?
I attend Marvelous Light Christian Ministries. It's located at 2160 Lee Road in Lithia Springs. Our pastor's name is James E. Chandler, Sr.
And so, since I have you, how did you find out about Jesus?
Well, way back when... I was about 6-7 years old. My grandmother used to take me to church. And I was in Sunday school, and that's where they taught me. Now, since then, life has taught me a lot about worship, praise, honoring God. And I started, when I first moved here to Georgia, My roots were right here at Sweetwater Baptist Church.
Really?
That's how I know Bridget and a lot of the other members here. I spent 5 years here. I sang in the choir, worked in Sunday school, and gained some great friends.
Oh, that music came on before we got to hear how Brittany found it. Can you say real quick how you found out about Jesus, Brittany?
Well, I'm going to tell you, it's my grandmother. That's what I got to say about that, because she's fire brim and brimstone. That's the kind of person she is. She was a pastor's daughter.
Well, thank you so much for listening to Kingdom Pursuits. We are so grateful that you tuned in today. So grateful for the people here at Sweetwater Baptist Church in Douglasville, Georgia. We pray that you guys will just tune in. They got so much truth coming at you on the Truth Network. Next show is Masculine Journey. Starts here now at 12 o'clock, followed by Disciple Magazine. So much truth coming at you on the Truth Network. Thanks for listening.